Yes, good morning. I hope you're safe. I hope the Lord has kept you safe and sound. This is a day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for joining us for our study of the Bible. Here we study the Bible and we aim to study from the book of Genesis to Revelation by the grace of the Lord. We've been able to do 19 books of the Bible. And if you've not listened to the podcast we've done straight from the book of Genesis, I ask you to please visit our app, Bible In-Depth Network. You'll find it on Play Store and you'll download it and find all episodes straight from the book of Genesis. We have over 300 episodes that we've done. And I believe the Lord shall reveal his word to you even as you study, even as you listen, because there's no limitation to revelation. God reveals his word to whoever shows the need, whoever is interested. God will come out and reveal his word to you. And we are handling the book of Proverbs. And today I want us to continue with chapter 23. It starts by saying, when you sit down to dine with a ruler, consider carefully what is set before you. For you will put a knife to your throat if you're a man of great appetite. Now, this goes on all angles. Firstly, it can go in the angle of the food that has been placed before you. Rulers, that description of a ruler, sometimes doesn't come easy. Yeah, these are people who do anything to get their way. Yeah, they out there to lead. They're out there to get results. So, on the table before you could be good food. All could be food that could cause you trouble. Yeah, contaminated. All, that is one angle. All the other angle would be, as you enjoy this food, be careful of what you say. Because you could speak something that will annoy the ruler, anger him. And eventually, that same knife with which you eat shall be used on you. It's all coming down to being careful with how you handle yourself, even before the rulers, even before great men, even before people that have opportunities lying around for you. You know, there are opportunities that you may find, and you have to be cautious of how you handle yourself in that moment. It may not be in the case of food in this occasion, but how you speak. Opportunities pass by because of how we act. Opportunities pass by because of the way we treat ourselves in the presence of the person that is going to give your life a leeway, who is going to give your life a way forward, who is holding that opportunity for you. So here, they are just warning this one about how to act in the presence of the ruler. Be wise. Do the right thing. Even us, when I'm before a board, when I'm before somebody that could be holding the key to my future, how do I act? How do I speak? How do I talk? Yeah, how do I handle myself? What's my character like? What is my etiquette like? And to some, it may be even a relationship. How do you act before that person that you want to woo into your life? Yeah, it could be you're out on a date. How do you act? Do you eat like there's no tomorrow? Because all those are things you consider. Look into it and be wise. How do you present yourself? Do you smell good? Or you come with all the smells in the world? And it is just about the fact that when you're in the presence of somebody that is regarded high, or somebody that is of opportunity, or somebody that could change your life, yeah, be careful on how you act. They could be the problem, but also you could be someone that is taking away your chances by messing it up in the way you act before them. Yeah. So this one is just coming out in the mode of a ruler and the one seated before him. But it also just, we just try to get into different angles to say and see how it would apply to us. Do not desire his delicacies, for it is deceptive food offered to you with questionable motives. Of course, that's what we've been talking about. That the plate that they could have set before you is one that is aiming to your own destruction, or it has bad motives behind it. Yeah? Do not weary yourself with overwhelming desire to gain wealth. That is something, a subject that we look at even in this book often times. Being with overwhelming desire to gain wealth. When you want wealth so much, when you want to get rich so badly, you end up doing things that are not right. You end up getting into deals that could destroy you. Yeah, because they say there is quick money here. My experience with all quick money, it has ended in loss. Whenever they tell me that put this and you'll get a lot more in just a short time, in 1 day, 2 days, a month, 3 months, I always question, because there is no quick wealth. Yeah? And that which comes in such a way sometimes is filled with destruction ahead. Yeah? So don't overwhelm yourself with that desire. You know, there is the, I want to be prosperous. I want to be wealthy. I want to be rich. There is that talk. But then there is a desire which goes beyond. And it's like, I have to do everything, even if it is bad, to gain wealth. That is the question that they are posing for you there. It's a question that is being posed for us. Whenever you find yourself in such an overwhelming desire, mark it. Don't go far. Step and look ahead and see how much danger that could bring. Cease from your own understanding of it. When you set your eyes on wealth, it is suddenly gone. For wealth certainly makes itself wings, like an eagle that flies to the heavens. Yeah? That is a fact. It comes and it goes. Just like it comes, it can go. Yeah? So you don't set your eyes on it. You don't bench your entire life on it. We bench our lives on God. We put our trust in God. We look to God for everything. We trust in Him for everything. We believe in Him for everything. Yeah? When you set your eyes on wealth, then you're creating danger for your own self. Because the day it goes, you'll feel like your life is worthless. But then life is not just about wealth. There is a lot more to it. There are relationships to it. There is health to it. Yeah, there is God Almighty to it, worshiping Him. Find joy in worshiping the Lord, in good times and bad times. Find peace in seeking the Lord, in good times and in bad times. Because it's not just wealth that matters. It is only God that matters. Yeah? Do not eat the bread of a selfish man, or desire his delicacies. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Yeah? He who says to you, eat and drink, yet his heart is not with you, but is begrudging the cost. You know, there are people, they've taken you out, or they've hosted you home, and they are giving, they said, come, we shall have a good meal, we shall buy for you, pay for you, but whatever you're eating, it's like they are feeling bad on the money they spent. As you chew the piece of chicken, they feel like you're eating their money, yet they're the ones who called you. Those are the ones they're talking about here. Yeah, they feel bad. They are begrudging, saying, now the people are going to eat all this food. I'm the one who used my money. But why did you call them? These have wrong motives behind what they are trying to do, behind the invitation they've made. Yeah, their heart is not with you. Yet they say, eat and drink everything. Oh, friends, we set the table, eat, enjoy. But when you're taking more food, they are complaining. Those are the ones they're talking about here. The muzzle which you have eaten, you will vomit up and you will waste your compliments. After you've spoken all good about how they've cooked well, about how good they've prepared, yeah, they come out with a huge word and say, wish we had not invited you. It's time to vomit what you've eaten. And your compliments, they've all gone to waste. So, it's just crucial for you to learn to read situations, to read people, understand people, try to understand their motives, however hard it might be, so that you don't come out wasting compliments, wasting words and are feeling disappointed and hurt by the comments that people give. Yeah. For he will despise the wisdom of your words. Do not move the ancient landmark. We looked at this yesterday. Stealing people's property. Yeah. Being a cheat, being a land grabber. And do not go into the fields of the fatherless to take what is theirs. God looks at the orphan with a keen eye. God looks at the fatherless with a keen eye because he's the father to the fatherless. So when you get out to steal from them, he will come out for you. Yeah, you don't see kids, they've lost their parent and then you go and grab their things. No, he warns us here. Do not do that. For their Redeemer is strong and mighty. He will plead their case against you. That's not easy. If God is coming out to plead his case against you for what you have done, most especially for the fatherless. Yeah? Even if you stock it up and keep it for your grandchildren and great-grandchildren, they will pay for that because it was not yours. Yeah? Apply your heart to discipline and your ears to words of knowledge. Do not withhold discipline from the child. If you swat him with a reed-like rod, he will not die. If you have to discipline your child, discipline them. If there is a cane coming out, let it come out, because he will not die of it. You shall swat with him a reed like rod, discipline, and rescue his life from Sheol. Now, Sheol is the place of the dead, yeah? Because the reckless lives end up in death. That's what is being brought out and projected for us here. My son, if your heart is wise, my heart will also be glad. Yes, my heart will rejoice when your lips speak the right things. Do not let your heart envy sinners who live godless lives and have no hope for salvation. Don't look at sinners or people who are wicked and see how much prosperity they have and you start to envy them. And say, hey, that one has such property and I don't, but they are wicked. Don't look at that and envy, because that goes to waste, like it's being talked about here. Yeah, but continue to live in the reverent, worshipful fear of the Lord day by day. Just keep on worshiping God. Keep on seeking God. Your day will come. Surely there's a future and a reward. And your hope and expectation will not be cut off. The things you hope for shall come. The things you're expectant for shall come. In the future. So don't give up. Listen, my son, and be wise. And your heart, direct your heart in the way of the Lord. Do not associate with heavy drinkers of wine or with gluttonous eaters of meat. For the heavy drinker and glutton will come to poverty. And the drowsiness will clothe one with rags. Listen to your father who sired you. And do not despise your mother when she's old. But buy truth and do not sell it. Buy truth and do not sell it. Always keep truthful. Do not sell that item of truth. Do not sell that nature of truth. Do not sell that character of truth. Do not sell being truthful. Do not sell it. Always remain truthful at all times. I always say, even if it kills you, keep truthful. Yeah? Keep honest. Do not sell that part of you, because when you lose it, then you are gone. It's troublesome. Get wisdom and instruction and understanding. The father of the righteous will rejoice greatly, and he who sires a child will have joy in him. Let your father and mother be glad, and let her who gave birth to you rejoice in your decisions. Let your parents be glad about the decisions you make. Let them be proud of the decisions you make. Yeah, my son, give me your heart and let your eyes delight in my ways. For a prostitute is a deep pit, and an immoral woman is a narrow well. She lacks and lies in wait like a robber who waits for prey. And she increases the faithless among men. Who has war? Who has sorrow? Who has strife? Who has complaining? Who has wounds without cause? Whose eyes are red and dim? Those who linger long over wine. Those who go to test mixed wine. Parties, house parties, they mix all drinks. Cocktails of all sorts to see what is going to get you high quick. Hmm? But the categorization of such, they are saying those people have sorrow in their lives. They have strife in their lives. They are always complaining. They have wounds. Their eyes are red and dim. Such as that. Do not look at wine when it is red, when it sparkles in the glass and it goes down smoothly. Hmm? You know, some people say when we see the billboard and they've put this glass and it is all wet and sweating, it is tempting. That's what causes me to always get out and go high. There's a caution here. Do not look at it as it sparkles. At the last, it bites like a serpent and stings like a viper. Eventually, that which looks good can come out to destroy you. Be cautious of all things that look good. Yeah? Be cautious, because some come to bite like a serpent. Some come to sting like a viper. Yeah? Beautiful woman walks in the right way, has everything. Be cautious. Beautiful, everything looks rosy. Be cautious. A man, he has everything, looks like he's the best that there is in the world, promises heaven and earth. Be cautious, because at last it may come to bite like a serpent and sting like a viper. Your drunken eyes will see strange things, and your mind will utter perverse things, untrue and twisted things. Of course, this is with wine. Yeah, you never speak when you're online. You're always offline. And you'll be as unsteady as one who lies down in the middle of the sea, and as vulnerable to disaster as one who lies on top of the ship's mast, saying, "They struck me, but I was not hurt. They beat me, but I did not feel it. When will I wake up? I'll seek more wine." You know, the more you drink, the more you desire for more. And that's bringing out a clear perspective of what wine does, what booze does to you, and how you need to be wise. Yeah? Chapter 24. Do not be envious of evil men, nor desire to be with them, for their minds plot violence, and their lips talk of trouble for the innocent. Mm? Through skillful and godly wisdom, a house, a life, a home, a family is built. And by understanding, it is established on sound and good foundation. And by knowledge, its rooms are filled with all the precious and pleasant riches. Are you looking for a home? Are you looking for a family? Are you looking for companionship? It is through godly wisdom. It's through your relationship with God that will come. And when it comes, it is built by that wisdom. Yeah? Whenever we have families and homes and a life without God, then it is only coming to destruction. We need to always surround it with the Lord, because it is by Him and by His word that it is built. Yeah? A wise man is strong, and a man of knowledge strengthens his power. For by wise guidance you can wage your war. And in an abundance of wise counselors there is victory and safety. Wisdom is too exalted for a hardened, arrogant fool. He does not open his mouth in the gate where the city rulers sit in judgment. He who plans to do evil will be called a schemer and deviser of evil. There are such people. When for them they are always plotting destruction. They are plotting to kill. They are plotting to destroy. They are plotting to wound. They are plotting to hurt, to cause divisions among friends, among families, even among nations. Yeah? There are nations that are always out there to kill, seeking for blood. Yeah? These are called schemers and devisers of evil. The devising of folly is sin, and the scoffer is repulsive to men. If you are slack, by slack they mean careless, in the day of distress your strength is limited. Rescue those who are being taken away to death and those who stagger to slaughter, or hold them back from their doom. If you claim ignorance and say, "See, We do not know this. Does he not consider it who weighs and examines the hearts and their motives? And does he not know it who guards your life and keeps your soul? And will he not repay you and every man according to his works? If you see somebody who is going to get into trouble, or who is being afflicted, who is being taken through a tough situation unfairly, unjustly, get out to their rescue. Come out and speak for them. Because there's no way you're going to come and say, I did not know. I did not see. You know, sometimes we see people suffering. And we put a blind eye. We say, I have not seen that. We see people being tortured. And we don't come out to speak. Because we say, I'm a man of peace. I don't defend those who are in trouble. God comes out. Says, you saw it and you kept quiet. Yeah? Verse 13, my son, eat honey, because it is good, and the dripplings of the honeycomb are sweet to your taste. Know that godly wisdom is so good for your life and soul. If you find wisdom, then there will be a future and a reward, and your hope and expectation will not be cut off. If you find Christ, then there is a future and a reward. Your hope and expectation will not be cut off. If you find the Lord, wisdom and the Lord, remember when we were studying the book of Proverbs, all fell in the same boat, addressed in the same manner, talking about Christ. Yeah? If we find Christ, what are we seeking out to find? When I go out today, what am I seeking out to find? Am I seeking to find money? Am I seeking to find riches? Am I seeking to find relations? What am I seeking to find? What is key for me to always find and seek is the Lord. Because when I have the Lord, I have everything. When you find the Lord, you find everything. So, as a Christian, my role, my job, my desire is to always go out and look for the Lord. Do not lie in wait, O wicked man, against the dwelling of the righteous. Do not destroy his resting place. For a righteous man falls 7 times and rises again. Righteous people fall. That's the truth. We all fall short of the glory of the Lord. And it happens. But the trouble is when you fall and you stay down. When you fall, get up. When you've messed up, get up. Yeah? Get up. Don't remain down. That which you've done in your life and you feel you're finished, you're no longer representable. You can't appear before people anymore. You used to be a preacher and then you fell. Yeah, and you went into a bad habit and it killed you. Went into an addiction and it killed you. Don't stay in that addiction. Get up. A righteous man falls 7 times. 7 times does not mean that they are just 7 times. They may be more. It's just a representation of many times. Yeah, that you will fall many times but rise again. Get up. Don't stay in that pit in which you've fallen. Get up. Don't stay in that addiction which has consumed you. Get up. Righteous man, righteous woman, get up. It doesn't matter how much you've fallen. God always gives you an opportunity, a second opportunity, and says, get up. I'll raise you up. I'll walk with you. I will strengthen you. I'll show you the direction. I'll give you hope. I'll restore your soul. I'll restore your life. Get up. Don't sit in the fall. Don't sit in the pit. Don't sit in that place which has claimed your life. Get up, and the Lord shall show you his goodness. So somebody's out there, and you're probably part of a church. You are probably part of a choir. You are part of a ministry. And you fell in whichever way you would have fallen, whichever way they describe to you. You could even have been sat down in panels, elders, and they told you, you have fallen and you're not good enough. You cannot keep ministering. What is here for you? A righteous man falls but rises again. You can rise again. You can get up. And we always need to give opportunity to people. Us as Christians, we hate to give chances to others. Yet we also fall, some as leaders. and somebody has fallen, and you criticize, you speak, you send them out, you say you're not part of us anymore. Yet we all fall. Look into this person's life. It is you who's supposed to help them get up, not to crush them. Churches are places of the wounded. Yeah? People who are wounded, people who have fallen, should not run out of church. They should run to the church. But that has been changed in some way or another, that we only want the righteous around. No, even the ones that have fallen, we need them back. Let them come back. Consider them. Because a righteous man falls and rises again. If you send them away, you're sending them out to destruction. So, always be with them and strengthen them. For a righteous man falls 7 times and rises again. But the wicked stumble in time of disaster and collapse. Do not rejoice and gloat when your enemy falls. And do not let your heart be glad when he stumbles. Or the Lord will see your gloating and be displeased and turn his anger away from your enemy. Well, I don't like that person. They are in trouble. I rejoice. That is what they are addressing here. Do not get upset because of evildoers or be envious of the wicked. We've already looked at that. For there will be no future for the evil man. The lamp of the wicked will be put out. My son, fear the Lord and the King, and do not associate with those who are given to change of allegiance and are revolutionary. For their tragedy will rise suddenly. And who knows the punishment that both the Lord and the King will bring to the rebellious? Yeah, these are also sayings of the wise. To show partiality in judgment is not good. Yeah, he who says to the wicked, you are righteous, peoples will curse him, nations will denounce him. Yeah, but to those honorable judges who rebuke the wicked, it will go well with them, and they'll find delight, and a good blessing will come upon them. This is always key. Yeah, if you're the judge, speak the truth. Yeah, do not side with the person who has money and you leave out the poor and say, this one will do for me. Yeah, verse 26, he kisses the lips and wins the heart of people. The just judge is the one they're talking about, who gives a right and straightforward answer. Prepare your work outside and get ready for yourself in the field. Afterward, build your house and establish a home. Do not be a witness against your neighbor without cause, and do not deceive with your lips. Yeah, and by that they mean don't speak half truth. Speak the truth. Do not say, "I will do to him as he has done to me. I'll pay back the man for his deed. I went by the field of the lazy man and the vineyard of the man lacking understanding and common sense, and behold, it was overgrown with thorns and nettles were covering its surface, and its wall was broken down. When I saw it, I considered it well. I looked and received instruction. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest and daydream. Then your poverty will come as a robber, and your want like an armed man." A little sleep, a little slumber. Keep awake so that you run from poverty. Keep awake so that you're not taken over by poverty. A little sleep, a little slumber. Yeah? As you're in that bed, adding more blanket to yourself. Remember, a little sleep, a little slumber. Get out and work. Get out and be active. Even for my Christian life, a little sleep, a little slumber, and I will fall. And the enemy will come. Poverty is always attached to the enemy. He's the one who brings that. He's the one who wants you to be in a needy state. Yeah? Having nothing, lacking. Yeah? Even for your Christian life, don't slumber. Keep awake. Keep the antennas up. Keep praying. Keep active so that you protect yourself from all that will come from the enemy. We shall close from there today and continue next time as we study the book of Proverbs. May we pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your revelation. We thank you for Ora is coming out to speak to us and to show us the way and direction. Lord, we pray and ask that you guide us, protect us, and may always walk in your path, because with you, we have everything. With you, we are complete and we are safe. We exalt you and give you glory and honor. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.